Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua overnight, sending roofs flying into streets, toppling electricity poles, and uprooting trees. Winds were in excess of 155 miles an hour for the Category 4 hurricane. About 40,000 people in Nicaragua have been evacuated to shelters. Many coastal areas are at risk of storm surges as much as 20 feet above normal tides. In Honduras, 80,000 people were moved to safety. Marcio Bacha, director of the Nicaraguan Institute of Earth Studies, says it's the strongest hurricane that has touched Nicaraguan soil since records began. There's mask changes at Costco.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The NCAA basketball tournament could be moved to a single location due to COVID-19. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky has more.
The 2021 edition of the NCAA basketball tournament could be bringing new meaning to being on the bubble. The selection committee for the men's tournament announced Monday that it was in talks with the city of Indianapolis to host the entire 67-game tournament, with all 68 participating teams converging in central Indiana. In a release, the committee admitted that holding the event in March across 13 different venues, as originally planned, was not currently feasible. The NCAA says it's developing a plan for the tournament to be played in a single location, with details to be confirmed by the first of the year. The men's and women's basketball seasons are set to tip off on November 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Officials will discuss the possibility of replacement teams if a team can't continue in the tournament because of an outbreak. People are starting to stockpile against a backdrop of more COVID-19 restrictions.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the National sales and marketing agency Acosta, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, as if we haven't had enough attacks on free speech, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Things are just warming up, as you can already tell. I mean, we can't have, hundreds of thousands, not over a million people, go to the people's capital that belongs to us, Washington, D.C. They cannot go there with their families without being attacked. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what is happening. And I'm going to tell you, I know there's disparate thoughts on this, that maybe we need to respond, with love. But meanwhile, you got people there with baseball bats attacking people and impinging upon our right to free assembly and free speech. Those on the left, and particularly Antifa and the anarchists that are out there, the activist Black Lives Matter, mob that is attacking us and doing everything they can to get us to conform. And basically, they want us all just to lie down. Lie down, go away, let them take over as they continue to go through our country, burning down buildings, destroying jobs, and destroying the American dream. Well, I'll tell you, if this is ever a time for courage, it is now. With us right now is the leading expert on the elitist trilateral commission. He agrees that there's no surprise here. Patrick Wood has been warning us about this very thing for years. And now, Patrick, it's on full display, isn't it?
It is on full display, Bill. And what people are just waking up to finally is the pervasive attack against the First Amendment in particular. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there's five elements in the First Amendment, from the right to worship to the right to redress grievances with the government. And all five of those elements are under direct attack now.
And that's by design.
Pardon?
That's by design. People need to understand this isn't happenstantial. This is exact. This is precision, what they're doing right now.
It is, and all five are under attack, and the implication is if we lose the First Amendment, the rest of our Constitution completely crumbles, because our constitutional republic is predicated on communication. And when communication is thwarted, when it's destroyed, when it's made completely ineffective and impossible, then everything in society will fall apart, just like in personal relationships, like in a marriage. When communication stops, divorce is right ahead.
Exactly.
And this is where we are right now. We're tearing ourselves apart because of lack of communication between people who might otherwise get along just fine, even though they have opposing opinions.
Well, case in point, you see what's happening in these communist countries. I mean, look what's happening to the Uyghurs. Look what's happening in communist China, in other countries around the world where speech is squelched. I think there's a natural condition of our humanity that demands that we be heard. And like you said, in a marriage, I mean, that's one of the problems. I mean, you know, people get married and they're not talking to one another. They get isolated. And before you know it, you're dealing with attorneys and other people that, you know, heretofore you never had lunch with. But boy, you're paying for their dinners for the next several years because you didn't want to talk to one another.
That's exactly right. So we have a task ahead of us here. If anything is going to happen, it's not going to be necessarily through direct confrontation to the people who have the baseball bats, for instance. It's going to be reestablishing communication so that we can, you know, talk to each other you know, not that talk solves everything. I don't want to give that opinion that we just appease the, you know, the radicals.
Mm-hmm.
But communication has to be reestablished or else everything else is just going to be moot.
Well, you have to want to communicate. That's the first start. And when you have people out there that are bullying, I mean, one of the things you learn in the sandbox of life in kindergarten when the first time you go to school is that you cannot allow a bully to have his way. If that bully has his way, you're tormented for the rest of your schooling experience, you know, by this bully. And this is what's going on. And, you know, and I got to tell you, Patrick, and I'm not, again, I just posed this. I just put this out here is that we have sat there and watched these people run amok, you know, burn down our buildings, destroy the dreams of hardworking Americans, destroying jobs. I mean, it is endless to what end? I mean, they made it clear. We don't want America. We want to burn it down, burn it all down. Well, you have a choice. Nobody's keeping you here. Go find another place. Go find your own dream island and go turn it into the utopia that you want. America is doing just fine. And, you know, go find an exit. Because the thing is that you've got to bully a bully. If you don't, then they own you. And this is what's happening right now. I mean, the bullies have been able to exercise their brutalities to such degree that government officials have been neutered. Even law enforcement to varying degrees have been neutered. And what's happening? People, you know, elderly people are being attacked by these bullies. Well, you know, the Bible's clear. It says sometimes there's a time for war and a time for peace. And right now, maybe, just maybe, this is a time for war. And you find yourselves in varying times and experiences in life, Patrick, if you're not exercising the right tool for the right job, it's ineffective. And right now, whatever tools we're using are ineffective because these bullies continue to run amok and take over areas of our lives and territory that they have no business, they have no right over. And I'm talking about particularly what happened over the weekend in these rebels in this mob taking over Washington, D.C., the capital of our country. How dare they?
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, we need tools. We need weapons now that this particular enemy has not seen before. And a force against force is not necessarily going to produce the result we want. But there are weapons, there are tools that we can use that will undercut their efforts and essentially neutralize them. But it requires us to step back and take a strategic look at it. And figure out what, you know, what kinds of things will throw them off balance for a change. And that's one reason that I started Citizens for Free Speech a few years ago, to defend and support the First Amendment in ways that, that will involve citizens on a local basis to start, you know, re-infiltrating, if you will, their own local political system and their own neighborhoods and their own families, even for that matter.
Well, they got to know who these people are, Patrick. Why don't we dox them? Well, why don't we send people to their homes and be outside their home? Because, you see, they're such chickens and cowards that they come as a group. And, you know, you got that group, that mob mentality, and they're very powerful. But you get them out of that mob, and they, you know, next thing you know, they're cowering because they're cowards. That's what they do.
We've seen that time and time again.
Yep, so,
you're right.
Again, I think there's some strategy that needs to be employed here. Like anything, You want to be able to, as the old proverb says, beat the fire while it's far off. And what we're doing is we're letting the fire come in and we're beating it after it's doing its damage. We need to beat down that fire before it even gets ignited. And you're going to tell me that law enforcement, you're telling me the FBI doesn't know where these people live, that they don't know where they're at? I mean, I believe they've got to make a definitive and aggressive move against these anarchists, or it will continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Well, we know it starts revival. It begins with repentance from those who are called by his name, as much as would count on any one of us. Repentance is the order of the day. We have got to realize the mess that we're in, that this is beyond our ability. You know, as they would say in the military, it's for somebody of a higher rank. And this is where we find ourselves right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is a massive issue. But that doesn't mean that we just surrender as much as it would count on us. And, you know, we talk about a revival or a repentance. Let it start with you. Let it start with me. Go and be a revival of one. Go and be a repentance movement of one person. And you'll be amazed at what will happen, because this is what these times are calling for. When free speech, a pivotal key to our U.S. Constitution and our livelihood and democracy, is being attacked, as Patrick Wood says, hey, look, you ain't seen nothing yet, right, Patrick?
That's right, and it is coming. And, you know, the consequences of what we suffer right now, to a large extent, I believe, go back to the time when American legislators kicked prayer out of school. You know, this is a matter of speech. You know, the First Amendment, first part of the First Amendment, talks about the freedom of expression of religion. And when prayer was kicked out of school, an entire generation, actually multiple generations, grew up not understanding what it meant to call on the name of the Lord.
Right.
That's where that was supposed to be learned, is when people were young. They didn't get that. So now, today, that morality has just gone down the tubes, and ethics has gone down the tubes, and people are acting in a totally bizarre way, people have completely forgotten how to call on the name of the Lord, as a matter of speech, I might add.
Mm.
And this sort of thing was just emblazoned in our Constitution right in front of our face, you know. Mm. But here we are today. Total chaos in society, everybody doing what's right in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to say, if you've ever read the Old Testament, you just want to say, gee, that sounds just like about 3,000 years ago.
Exactly.
Exactly what they were doing back then.
Yeah, you think we'd learn, right? I mean, this is the purpose of documenting history, so that we do not repeat the mistakes. But, you know, if you want to ignore history, or you want to ignore that the law of gravity, for example, exists, well, then, you know, go fall off the roof and find out how much it hurts if you survive.
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't know how many times in the Old Testament the actual phrase appears, call on the name of the Lord, but it's like dozens and dozens and dozens.
Right.
And, you know, we're to that point in America right now where a lot of people, especially Christians, are saying, you know, there seems to be no way forward on this. We've run out of human solutions. And I think that's probably right in a lot of cases.
Yeah, we ran out of human solutions a long time ago. We've been fooling ourselves thinking that we do, you know, that we do have the ability to solve it. This is how arrogant we are. And it's as, and like you say, in the Old Testament and stories that you read in the Bible, you know, finally God gets that, says, oh, you think you can handle it? It's all yours. And this is what it is. I mean, I see divine providence observing his creation, having it their own way. And, you know, and we're none too happy for it. And something has got to give. I mean, to the point, we've got people, you know, coming to D.C. and praying for repentance. You know, Franklin Graham's been leading a charge continuously to the state buildings across this country. And the call for prayer is consistent. I hear this time and time again. And we're crying out to God, you know, and turning toward God. And calling for God to come in and intervene, that we've sinned against him. We've turned our back on him, said, hey, we can handle it. Well, we found out the hard way we can't handle it. And I believe that it is a matter of time, and soon and very soon, I can only pray that God would intervene in such a way that we would know. Because whenever God intervenes, there's no question about it, Patrick. It's the hand of God. It's clearly the hand of God. And he does that to make himself known, so there's no question about it. And his judgment and demonstration of that purpose can be served in many ways, as we've seen in the past. But if America and the world ever needed the hand of God And the evidence of the hand of God, it is now. And I thought maybe this election might be that opportunity, and maybe it still is. Maybe these things are just playing out in such a way to where God is allowing our eyes to be opened up to realize how corrupt the institutions that we've relied on, the mini gods, so to speak, of this modern world, how we've relied on them and how hollow and empty they really are.
You're exactly right. And the Reformation, if there's going to be one in our country, must start from the ground up and right where people live, right where their neighbors are, right where their families are, right where their school boards are and their city councils and so on. These are the institutions initially that need to be reformed. And if we don't do that, we will not produce a generation of leaders when those people that are in office now rise up. If they're allowed to get away with anything now, they will get away with anything later.
Exactly.
That's where we have missed the boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a time to be serious about this. I mean, because here we are.
Yes.
Patrick, I do want to transition to another topic that you've been very involved in, and that has to do with this COVID-19. I mean, here we are. We're entering into an area and time that we knew was going to happen, that there was going to be a winter spike. That seems to be the case. And we're paying the price for not for mishandling the first part of it. That's the thing people need to understand. And the mishandling of COVID and how we chose to deal with this is really at the doorsteps of these governors, because we are a federal republic and they want to blame Donald Trump for it. But it's these governors of these various states that decided to go rogue and do it their own way. And it really hasn't helped the overall cause. And that brings in another argument in terms of, you know, when we are attacked with a pandemic like this, is that the governors are ill-equipped to really handle this, that maybe what is required, and I hate to say this, but maybe what is required is a federal mandate or a dictum that says this is the way we're going to handle it. We're not going to allow the individual governors to mishandle something like this. And certainly what they've done, which is unconscionable, in politicizing this whole, really what it turns out, they've politicized this war on this pandemic.
Well, the war on the pandemic really is a war against the people, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is the whole global warming mantra that we know from years past, it blamed everything on you and me. We were the cause of global warming, and we had to be punished and locked down, in a sense. You know, don't put so much grass in your yard and don't use so much water, et cetera. You had to be punished in order to atone for global warming, which surely was going to kill us all. This same mantra has been rolled over all across the country, all across the world, like this. And I've read this in print now, where they say that the reason we're in the situation we're in is because you idiot people out there didn't do what we said in the first place, like wear those masks and social distance and shut down your schools. And therefore, the problem today is your fault. So we need to clamp down on you even further. This is turned into tyranny at this point, blaming people for the spread of a virus that mankind has never been able to control before in history. Viruses come and go at their own will. We have nothing to do with it, really, except, of course, those who engineer them in the first place.
But right.
Besides
yes.
that, they come and go. And, you know, they're blaming us now for being the culprits of spreading this virus. This is absolutely insane. It's upside down.
Do they know this, Patrick?
Yes.
I mean, do they know that it's the people's fault for spreading the virus?
Oh, gosh, no, they don't. They can't. And it isn't the fault of people that
yes.
are spreading the virus. They put us in a no-win situation on this where they say, you know, if you wear the mask and cases go down, well, then
yeah.
that's wearing the mask. And if you don't wear the mask, then...
Got to leave it there. Patrick Wood, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
See
Take
later.
Care.
Bye.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the home more important than ever, more than half of prospective homebuyers are planning to buy sooner rather than later, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. In fact, many are actively looking at properties and homes and researching financial advice. However, one in five hopeful buyers feel they lack financial education, making it difficult to know how to move forward with confidence. AJ Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
Home buying is a personal decision, and there's no secret formula to assessing emotional and financial readiness. Luckily, being armed with the right tools and knowledge can help you feel better equipped for the home buying journey. Our first-time home buyer online edu-series provides an easy-to-understand roadmap to home buying and allows you to go at your own pace as experts guide you on preparing your finances, making an offer, applying for a mortgage, and much more.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homebuyer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about some hot car tech stuff that you need to be aware of in prepping your vehicle for the long road ahead. And we've got Brian Moody back with us, the executive editor for Auto Trader, because there's no doubt the holidays are going to look a little different, would you say, this year. Some of us are looking to spend time with relatives in other cities, while others simply want a winter escape. Escape being the more appropriate noun here. If you're choosing to hit the road, right, Ryan? If you're choosing to hit the road, yeah. Whether you're behind the wheel or in the back seat of your car, your journey, the right tech features in your car can be a road trip game changer, from connectivity and apps to navigation and safety. As I mentioned, the executive editor of Auto Trader, Brian Moody, joins us, and he's got the latest and greatest tech features and gadgets to ensure a smooth and comfortable ride. Brian, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, look, you've got all the latest hot tech items that we need to know about. So break it down for us. What can we expect to see this holiday season in terms of road trip travel?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be on the road, probably more than some might expect. So be prepared. One of the big things, like you said, tech. Everyone has smartphones. Everyone has that kind of stuff. Make sure you have what you need to power it. Mm-hmm. A lot of cars today have even USB connections in the back seat, so make sure you have your cables. make sure they work well, make sure you leave them in the car, don't take them in and out of the house because you'll forget it. And even if you're going on a long trip, I would get one of these backup batteries. There's these little batteries that you can buy, about the size of a glasses case, right? You plug it into your house, you charge it up overnight, bring it with you on the trip. You never know what's going to happen. If you're, whether you are in an airport, whether you're in a car with a dead battery, whether you're having to walk someplace that you didn't expect, you have this battery and it can charge your phone up and you can get the help that you need, or even just text someone saying, hey, we're going to be late, by having this kind of a backup.
Exactly. Brian, we saw what happened in the summertime. Of course, we're in the midst of COVID. It looks like we might be having a slight resurgence once again. So a lot less air travel and more road trip travel, kind of like what we experienced in summertime, right?
Right. And a lot more people have said that they are going to be on the road for this holiday season. And you can kind of see why. They want to get out and do something, and they want to do it in a way that they feel is safe. It kind of makes sense.
Well, the other thing, too, is the price of gas is very favorable still, right?
Yes, the price of gas is low, and I would say take advantage of that if you can. And just the main thing is, though, like, you're not going to be able to leave late and get there. Just leave early. People, everyone is going to be thinking, oh, this is going to be great. I'll have the road to myself. I don't know about that. I think everyone's thinking that same exact thing.
No, and I think you bring up an excellent point here, Brian, and it starts with the psychology of how you set yourself up, for your road trip. I mean, for some of us A-types that, you know, we're into the objective. We just want to get there. My recommendation, I just did a cross-country road trip from, California to Florida, and I had to really caution myself because I was getting so much into the mission of the objective instead of really, slowing down. So in retrospect, my regret was that I could have slowed down a little bit more. So maybe a little bit of a psychological tip is just to enjoy it. Enjoy the time with the family and appreciate this time off and make the most of it, right?
And don't be in a hurry. We did a road trip last year with our family in a minivan, and we drove through states we had never seen before.
Yes.
So I got to visit places, and we actually made a point to stop and stay overnight, two nights in some places. I got to go to places like Lincoln, Nebraska, I'd never been to before, or places in Wyoming, or places in Missouri I had never been to. And it really was like we're driving on the freeway, and my kids are like, who owns those animals out there? Nobody. They're just free. It was amazing. Like, it was just great to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you had to tell Junior, hey, put the barbecue away. We're not cooking up no cow right now, okay? Yeah, we love the kids. All right. So let's talk about your top road trip travel tip for the holiday season.
Yeah, the main thing is, like I said, have those cables, have those chargers, that kind of stuff. Plan ahead. Most people are not driving as much, so be prepared. Check your car, check the oil, check the coolant, check the windshield washer fluid. Be sure to check the tire pressure. People often forget this because even tire pressure off in just one tire can dramatically affect the way your car handles, especially if you have it full of people and stuff. And one more thing, especially this year, if you haven't been driving your car for the past several months, I mean literally if it's been just sitting there, not touched, take it to a mechanic before you set on a road trip.
Good idea.
Take it to the mechanic and say, I want you to just give it a once over. If you've been driving every week, it's probably fine. You know what the issues are. Check the fluids, check the washer fluid, all that stuff. But if you haven't been driving, I would get a quick checkup just to be sure.
Brian, just to go back and review for just a moment, we talk about all these cables and cords and, little device to, have as a backup charger and all that. I recommend also that you find, a nice little bag to organize all that stuff with, because before you know it, you've got a connector cord that's under the seat, somebody else is flying around, and it can be a little bit frustrating, but just with a little bit of discipline, if you got the cords put in a little bag. I also found, again, in a road trip, you just want things to go smooth. You don't want to hear, somebody, hey, where's my cord? What happened? I don't, just to kind of make it flow a little bit easier. Like I've never gone through this experience before, right?
Yeah, having them organized. And also, here's another thing. Make sure you have the right connector for the phone that you have. Some people don't do that. There's this really great one I have where it has one USB port on one side, and at the other end it has five different connectors.
Wow.
That one has been a game.
That's like a Swiss Army knife.
Right? Yeah. For chargers, exactly right. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, what about for those that are looking to upgrade to a new vehicle this year? A little early morning, a little early Christmas present for themselves. They're saying, hey, look, we're going to get a new family car. What should they be looking for?
Well, some people have been thinking, I don't commute the way that I used to. I might be able to consolidate my two lesser expensive cars into one nicer one. Then we do more road trips. That's fine. There are some technology features that are new that you should be looking for. One of them has to do with your phone, and that's called Apple CarPlay. Apple CarPlay is a way that you can use your phone's features on the touchscreen built into your car. So that's a lifesaver. I can't ever imagine getting a car that doesn't have that now that I've used it. There's
exactly.
Also a version for Android phone users. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
The other thing is look for, and this is even on used cars, by the way. This doesn't have to be brand new car. 2-, 3-, 4-year-old cars have this. Just be sure to check and ask first. Also, I like adaptive cruise control. Adaptive cruise control is like the typical cruise control where you set the speed and the car goes that speed. But adaptive means if the guy ahead of you starts to slow down, your car slows down.
Mm, yes.
When the guy ahead of you speeds up, your car speeds up automatically. And even some of them, Kia is one of them, it will take your car all the way down to a stop. Say you're driving through a city on your road trip and there's stop-and-go traffic. It will manage the gas and the brake, stop-and-go, 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 for you, and all you have to do is steer until you get back out on the open road, and then it speeds back up to 70 or whatever it was.
Right.
I love that feature.
Yeah.
That makes trips a lot less of a hassle.
Exactly, and it takes a little bit of pressure off the angle. I mean, be surprised how, what a comfort feature that is when you don't have to worry about that and you're not, stopping and going and, going through that. It really makes for a more, peaceful journey, so to speak, and experience. We're talking with Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, delivering timely, straightforward, unbiased automotive information to the site's 17 million in-market shoppers. They just keep growing there, Brian. Don't they? I mean, we love that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And what we found is the more people are using these online services.
Yes, exactly. Well, because it works. That's right. Brian, any other last-minute tips that you want to offer before we wrap things up?
Yeah, go to autotrader.com, and there's one thing I want to share. It's a little bit of a, it's a feature that I think is perfectly appropriate, and it was born out of what's happening today. You can sort for cars for sale on Autotrader, selecting only those where the dealership will do a video walk around, at-home test drive, and deliver it to your home should you decide to buy it. You can sort and see, I only want to see cars that offer this service. That, to me, is invaluable. If you don't want it, that's fine. You don't have to use it. But there's a lot of great information there at autotrader.com.
That's where you want to go, autotrader.com. Brian Moody, executive editor from Autotrader. Brian, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you very much. Have a great holiday, a safe road trip out there with the family, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to the theme song of the motion picture Against the Tide, Finding God in the Age of Science from the Gettys. And you'll hear more about the backstory of this incredible movie with Keith and Kristen Getty coming up next. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And I'll tell you, it's really great to have these next two guests. Anytime I can get around Keith and Kristen Getty, it's always a joy, whether it happens to be with one of their CDs or times like this where we can talk one-on-one. And we're going to be talking about this new documentary. It happens to be that Kristen is related to Dr. John Lennox and veteran actor Kevin Sorbo as they have traveled the globe highlighting how science and history align with Scripture. Imagine that. Keith and Kristen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Kristen, boy, you've got family ties in this whole situation. So I'm going to ask you the first question. It's so important, for John Lennox to do this Against the Tide, this documentary. This is incredible. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as you said, it's a strong family connection. He is my uncle, my dad's older brother. So what people are going to enjoy in this movie, I have enjoyed my whole life, and this wonderful access to a great mind and a very steady and inspiring faith. He is a wonderful scientist. He's a great Bible teacher, and he has been on debates with the likes of Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, very widely publicized debates, but has faithfully for many decades in the world of academia, but also just in these wonderful stages that have opened to him, particularly in Eastern Europe, in Russia, over so much history that he has just been able to speak into and be part of as he stands for the Christian faith. And as you say, very boldly shows that Christianity is not in conflict and science, that you can, in fact, be a wonderful scientist and have a very real faith in the God of the Bible.
Exactly. Keith, you know, we had an earlier conversation with Kevin Sorbo, who does the narration, you know, for the documentary. And he says that this is quite the encouragement for people of faith to be bold about their faith, to know that they can stand on the truth. But it is critical, especially for a time like this, that we really are discerners of the truth. And this will go a long way in helping settle a lot of these issues that, you know, some of the so-called scientists would like to confuse us over, right?
No, that's right. I mean, I met John Lennox when I was an 18-year-old, so I can speak to you as somebody who was a nobody 18-year-old who had no connection. I wasn't related to him. I wasn't in his circle. But he gave me, you know, time over supper. He spent, you know, I would call him once or twice a year for the next few years, and he always took the call, let me talk my nonsense, and then answer my questions as best as he could. And John Lennox was extraordinary. And he always said to me, you know, if Christianity is true, if Christianity is not true, then you shouldn't follow it. But if Christianity is true, you can have confidence to go to the loftiest scientist and the most brilliant artiste and any room anywhere and share your faith. And people of any other religion are people of no faith. And I think that's what in this movie, as Christians, he's just doing what we can tell you is, he is just doing what he's been doing for decades. And any Christian who wants to be encouraged in their faith, who wants to be inspired in their faith, it is so important that this in this critical juncture at the moment that Christians, you know, throughout history, God works through tragedies, through famines, through plagues, exactly, through wars, to really do extraordinary things. And we have a moment of a lifetime to not let things slip away, but to do extraordinary things. And so I think John Lennox will help a lot of people in that way. And indeed, of course, if you have children or friends or neighbors who don't believe, or people who've fallen away and you're breaking your hearts, this is a great way to encourage them in.
Because it gives us courage in our faith, but it also gives us, if we needed it, permission to ask the deep questions, the things that trouble us, to face them world head on. Christianity can stand up to the deepest questions of the soul that we have. And I love how the openness and both in his nature, his gentleness, his joy, his genuine conviction in these things, that is united with an incredible intellect and ability to ask and answer questions. I think it's just really inspirational.
So, Kristen, did your uncle tell Keith he better get his mental act together, or there's no way he's going to marry you?
he's the one that introduced us.
Yes, I knew that.
And when he spoke at our wedding, he looked at the two of us and he said, "I never thought when I introduced you both that I would be here today speaking at your wedding." But he has cheered us on and all that we have been doing, and we're so grateful to him.
I bet. Keith, you know, Kristen touched on something that's really important in terms of critical thinking and asking the questions. God can handle the question, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us, I mean, you know, let's be clear. If Christianity isn't true, stop following it. Yeah. You know what I mean? The reason we follow Christianity is because it is based on space-time history. It is based on God coming down as man and dying and rising again. You know, and that is why, I mean, Paul says this in the book of Acts. He says, you know, if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. This is nonsense. Mm-hmm. The suffering you're taking, the hassle you're giving yourself is not worth it. And so, you know, that with that confidence, we have to go in. We have to be able to ask questions. We have to ask the hard questions. And I think even, you know, in our own personal lives, you know, one of the things Kristen and I have learned since we started the Psalms Project 3 years ago is that we pour out our hearts, which doesn't just mean, you know, our emotional baggage. It actually means we pour out our questions. We ask, we search, we go to the next place and lead it until it takes us to an answer.
Well, Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, the film is an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith. It's going to be in theaters for 3 nights. I know theaters have been going through various shutdowns and that, so make sure you check your local listings. This is what a perfect time right around Thanksgiving. This is a great Thanksgiving gift for everybody. November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. Kristen, why? I mean, you just also released this video, Consider the Stars, which is, you know, from a previous CD, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous contemplative lullaby. And you bless us, you and Keith bless us so richly with this. I guess it was just an automatic fit when you were thinking about it and doing the theme song for the movie, right?
Yeah, well, Uncle John has always inspired our writing, and he's always encouraged us to look at the natural world that God has created to help us understand who he is, to give us confidence, to be evidence for his existence and his word. And so that's always infused our thinking and our songwriting. Consider the Stars was written specifically for our third daughter to help her not be afraid. And Consider the Stars, it is like asking a question. Look up, look what God has done, the intricacy of it, the vastness of it, the genius behind it, the great beauty of it, and look beyond it again to the one who made it and holds it all together. It is in him that we put our confidence. And in the same way that we don't tell somebody to laugh, you know, make something laugh by telling them, we tell them a joke. I think when we can try and explain and show the beauty and majesty of the God of the Bible and the God who has created this world, it inspires confidence and it battles against fear. And so we wanted to write these words to help our kids to not be afraid at a very simple level. And I guess no matter what age you are, we need that message over and over and over again.
Well, and I want you to realize that you have a couple of my grandchildren in Maui, Hawaii, that have been greatly blessed by this song. I shared it with my daughter. She went instantly into tears. I said, honey, because our two grandchildren, particularly the first one, was born with a heart defect. He's got the heart scar. Thank God he's a walking miracle. And the other one was also born with a heart condition that we just got news here in the last week that the hole in his heart got healed. God finished up, finished up sewing it and putting it together as he faithfully does. But I just want you to know that song was so touching to them, because the first time I heard it, I said, Marissa, you've got to hear what Keith and Kristen have done with this song. I go, this is for the boys. And she's been playing it for them, you know, quite regularly. And I just want you to know you have blessed them in Maui, and I'm sure countless people around the world with this song and the movie as well. Keith, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to give you the last word, if that's okay. Can I have your permission to do that, Kristen, to give him the last word? Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I would say there's three things you've got to watch. One, you've got to watch on YouTube Kristen singing Consider the Stars. It's beautiful, and there's a special new video being made which features her uncle's thing. But the second thing, which you absolutely can't miss, is this John Lennox movie. It will be, for many people, the most significant spiritual experience of the year. If you're trying to galvanize your home group or your church or your family, or you're just trying to witness to your friends, or you just want something to watch in the privacy of your own thoughts, I cannot think of anything better to watch this year. So do get out in those 3 nights to try and see it, and if you can't, make sure you find a way to watch this wonderful movie.
Well, Keith and Kristen Getty have been our guests. Keith, even when you come out, maybe next time, Nashville, I'm in Florida, let's get together, 18 holes, I'll even settle for 9, just have some time, have some good fun on the golf course. Maybe Kristen will give us a hall pass and let us have some time together, all right?
As long as it's a good golf course, I'll be there with you.
You got it. Oh, of course. Only the best golf course, that's for sure. Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, a film, an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith, in theaters for 3 nights, November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. And make sure you check out the video that will be linked on our website, Consider the Stars, from Keith and Kristen Getty. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Bye.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.